where we were before. If it's conditional use, we're right back where we were. We'll, you know, people will be coming to you. We'll all be coming back, griping about, you know, whatever's, you know, the same old, same old. I can't imagine why you did that. But a couple other things have made it even more difficult for us. Now there's no concept hearing. So we won't find out that somebody's even requested a nightly rental until it's on the agenda for the, what do you call it, the public hearing. So here we are, you know, we have very little time to react. A third thing, there is a third thing. Oh, you've eliminated the buffering. That's all just up to you guys now. There's no, that, you know, there was fairly strict buffering requirements before. They've been eliminated. Seems like there's one other thing. I'm just really disappointed that we're going to be right back into the nightly rental hassle that we've been in for the last 4 years. And I would like for you to reconsider, either what I would prefer would be a total prohibition on nightly rental in R1. There's plenty of, you've heard all this before. There's plenty of opportunities for people to have nightly rentals in places that are not R1. You've made it, you know, you've got your nightly rental, you know, zoning now. But we're still back to people are going to try to nightly rental in R1s. So we've got to come here, jump through all the hoops, try to get you to not allow that. I would prefer that there were total prohibition in R1, but the half acre at least cuts it down, particularly in dense subdivisions like Oakmont, where most lots are not half acre. We're going to be, you know, these are smallish lots, and a nightly rental next door, if any of you have ever had one, which I have, it's not a fun thing. So I would beg you to put back in the half acre. And I'm curious as to why it came out.
I think, I don't mind speaking to the, and everyone else that's here. We did township meetings, 8 of them. And it was a part of conversation probably at every one of those. And we had detailed discussions with people from each township. We had discussions amongst ourselves. There was a determination that, to move forward, that it didn't serve the interest of all, landowners in the county to do that. So, and I'll give you one example that, came up is if you limit it to a half acre or more, that wouldn't stop an individual that's your next door neighbor to acquire two lots adjacent to you and then merge the three lots to be over a half acre because then they would have a better case to be approved. There's been language added, and Scott, I don't know specifically what you call it, but it gives us more opportunities when they do come before special use to, as the planning commission to look at it to see if it's a right fit. And there's language in there that allows us to look at, CCRs, which we weren't able to do before. And some other, is it 8 items?
Yeah, I would call it criteria.
Criteria.
Approval for the conditional use approval criteria.
So there's more detailed criteria within that, for us to use as a reference point. So, I can appreciate your opinion. There are several people that have the opposite opinion. I have a nightly rental that is my next door neighbor, so I totally understand what you're saying, but I'm trying to answer the question. I don't know if anyone else has anything to add, but it wasn't just a decision that was made without a lot of discussion in the community.
At the discussion I was at, it was almost all against was in favor of at least having the half acre.
There was a realtor there that very much was opposed to it that voiced his opinion.
One guy,
So on behalf of owners. So
the other thing I would like to say, all four of the ones I've been involved in, owners were out of the area. Closest one lived in Springfield. We've had the others lived, two were totally out of state. One lived up north of St. Louis somewhere. So those people get a better treatment, I think, than people who live right here, right in the subdivisions where all this is happening. It seems like you've got to think about, who do you represent? Do you represent the realtors and the out-of-state investors, or do you take care of those of us who actually own places and live here?
Well, with these criteria that we've got now, it will make us judge better, vote better, as to whether they meet that criteria. So that's the reason we took off the half acre, because it was discussed a long time. I mean, we had a lot of debate.
Okay.
And that was what we decided. What's going to stop somebody when you say half acre to come in there and buy 4 foot?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, a lot of where I live, it's all built up. You know, that isn't going to happen. I mean, that's why we felt really good about this whole zoning thing, because, you know, our area is built up.
We represent the county, though. We have to make decisions on behalf of the entire county.
One of the other issues with the half acre, there's already some out there that are on a half an acre. And if someone comes in and they want to apply, we wouldn't have a right to turn down their application simply because they had a half an acre, because he's already got one. You see what I'm saying?
Well, whatever.
Well, you can make the rules, but he's got one, and so fairness. But like what we've been saying, these other criteria, it's not going to be as easy to get in.
Okay, well, I'm hoping that I don't come back. I hope I don't see you guys ever again. but I think we're going to be seeing you a lot more often.
No, I don't think so.
I hope not. Okay, great.
But we appreciate you coming out to give your opinion. Thank you. Is that everyone that signed up, I believe? So we do have the resolution that's been read, or do we need any more information to be presented before we seek a motion to approve?
Council, do you have any direction for the motion or further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, just to be clear for all the commission, before y'all do whatever you're going to do, each of those items in 2A through F, those, so just to be clear, A is final version of the code as proposed, and B are the zoning maps. The reason why we included those other four items is because, I mean, this is kind of a package deal, right? The new zoning regulations, the new zoning maps, which are right here, and then rescinding the existing Taney County Development Guidance Code, readopting stormwater erosion control, the recommendation of rescinding the temporary moratorium on nightly rentals and adopting the revised fee schedule. The reason why we put those all together in one resolution is so if folks in 50 years wondered what the heck we were doing down in Taney County in 2021, they can go to this resolution and they can see what this planning commission, kind of the culmination of your all's hard work for the past months. And so that's kind of the thought process there, just for your all's benefit and for the citizens of Taney County to see what y'all have been working on. So that's kind of the thought process there.
Any questions, comments on that? So again, what we're looking for is a motion on the resolution of Taney County Planning Commission set forth a report and proposed order relating to zoning regulations and zoning districts in Taney County, Missouri.
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution.
We do have a motion. We do have a motion to approve.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Okay, we will get this all signed tonight.
Is there any other business?
I do not have any other business.
Could I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Motion and second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned.